And so the disciples have returned to their fishing. Maybe they felt they needed something familiar after the roller coaster of the past number of days. The triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the trial of Jesus, his crucifixion, his unexpected resurrection, and then also his appearance to the disciples. It seemed that they were struggling to make sense of everything. And so they decide to return to this more grounded activity, which they knew so well. I want to ask you to close your eyes and imagine yourself on that fishing boat as one of the disciples. How are you feeling after the traumatic experiences of the past days and of a long night's fruitless fishing? What goes through your mind as you hear John say, "It is the Lord"? On the shore, Jesus offers you fish and bread that he has prepared. Picture him as he hands it to you and looks at you with tenderness and love. Now picture Jesus drawing you to a side, drawing you aside on your own. What do you think he might want to say to you? Is there something that you want to say to him in response? Some words of Charles Wesley from one of his hymns. Jesus, we thus obey your last and kindest word. Here in your own appointed way we come to meet you, Lord. Your presence makes the feast, and now our spirits feel the glory not to be expressed, the joy unspeakable. With pure celestial bliss, our spirits now you cheer. Your house a banqueting is this, and you have brought us here. Now let our souls be fed with manna from above, and over us your banner spread of everlasting love. Heavenly Father, you created all things and made us in your own image. When we had fallen into sin, you gave your only Son to be our Savior. He shared our human nature and died on the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand in glory, where he lives forever to pray for us. Through him you have sent your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us your people, a royal priesthood, to stand before you, to proclaim your glory and celebrate your mighty acts. Jesus, our brother, who brought divine life out of human death, you meet with us here and now in this moment. Though we cannot receive you in bread and wine today, come into our hearts and show us that you were already here within us. Amen.